One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, Buglers. It's producer Chris, the man who edits the Bugle. I'm gonna have to do that again. The highest possible standard. To the highest possible standard. Today on Top Stories, a man who managed to stick two fingers to the British establishment, yet still managed to come across as a bit of a dick. From 2008, it's Bugle 23. How is Mugabe losing a rigged election?
Lead story this week and Rhodesia. Oh, sorry, Zimbabwe. Sorry, old habits. Zimbabwe's elections have been thrown into chaos this week, although, to be fair, that is the default state for elections in Zimbabwe. It's just that usually that chaos involves voter intimidation, violated ballot papers, independent observers from the UN being thrown out of the country, and Robert Mugabe winning by a mathematically impossible margin. All this has happened this time, except for the result part. Tensions are high as the results of the election have been delayed, and the opposition party, MDC, under leader Morgan Tsvangirai, are claiming that they have defeated Mugabe. Andy, you know that you are unpopular when an election you are rigging is still going against you. That's a bad result for Bob.
Well, it's just unlucky, isn't it? You win all of them usually, and you lose none of them. But it does appear this is a bit of a turn up for the books. There have been certain irregularities. For example, 8,000 residents apparently living in an area with no buildings, and 75 voters living in a single shack, which has raised certain alarm bells. And apparently, the authorities in Florida are taking notes and learning from the masters.
Well, that's right. I mean, Mugabe does have some signature techniques for rigging elections, Andy. And if you're planning on rigging an election in the near future, here are some of his tips for you. One, print surplus ballot papers. You are going to need these. You'll be filling them in bulk later. And two, as you say, use ghost voters. Mugabe likes to use dead voters' names and have suspiciously large numbers of registered voters in rural areas. For instance, 8,000 people have registered to vote in a small area north of Harare where there are only 36 houses. Now, if we're going to give Mugabe the benefit of the doubt, that is just over 222 people per house. And we don't know how big those houses are. Maybe they are 36 massive houses. We don't know all the details.
Well, if they're these ghost photos, they could just be really haunted houses as well. So it's entirely possible. Why shouldn't ghosts have as much right to vote as us ordinary non-ghost people? That is apartheid of the worst kind.
One thing is for sure, and that is that Morgan Tsvangirai is in a significant amount of danger. Police have been raiding his offices, and there are claims that many of his party have gone into hiding. However, the Secretary-General of his party denied this, saying, Zimbabwe is a small country, so we are not going into hiding. We're just going to have to be extra cautious. That is a man not saying we refuse to go into hiding, more, look, who are we kidding? Let's just cut out the hide part and let the seeking begin.
It's been a tough road to the top for Big Morgan. Just a year ago, he suffered a fractured skull at the hands of police, apparently. It shows how easy it is to be an opposition politician in countries like Britain and America, John. We should count our lucky stars. Although there was, of course, that one time that John Major smashed Neil Kinnock's head repeatedly in the door of his Ford Fiesta just before the 1992 general election. In fact, Tsvangirai later appeared in court on charges of aggravated democracy and inflicting illegal bloodstains on Robert Mugabe's favourite baseball bat.
And what's not to like about Robert Mugabe? Well, it turns out quite a lot. He is tyrannical, corrupt, and has absolutely mystifying views on homosexuality. He once argued, if dogs and pigs do not do it, why must human beings? Great advice. But also, dogs and pigs don't work for a living, vote, or write poetry. We must immediately stop doing all of these things.
That's why Robert Mugabe is so strongly opposed to snooker in all its forms.
Well, dogs do that, though, Andy. Have you not seen the painting?
Well, that's propaganda, John, put out by the MDC to discredit Mugabe.
The Zimbabwean ambassador has said, don't write Mugabe off. Well, no one is doing that. The smart money is, well, for a start, the smart money is nowhere near Zimbabwe, but who, let's remember, have 100,000% inflation per year. But the smart money, if it is, there is also still on Mugabe. You've got to have him down as favourite. He's like a horse who has a gun pointed at the horse he's racing against, neighing, we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
I just hope, though, John, that the Zimbabwean election doesn't spiral into the kind of violence and recrimination that we saw recently at Terminal 5 at Heathrow. Let's just hope that it doesn't get that bad.
I don't know if you remember, but in last week's Bugle, I was laughing about how I was going to have to fly out of Heathrow and how I would probably be delayed. And I turned up to Heathrow on Sunday to have my flight cancelled. And 11 hours later, I took off. So that joke very much boomeranged back on me.
Partially informed opinion news now, and a poll conducted by the Programme for International Policy Attitudes on behalf of BBC World Service has shown that fewer people think America are baddies than a year ago, but more still think they're baddies than think they're goodies. The US State Department official Kurt Volker has acknowledged that perceptions of America have been negative over recent years, but he claimed that 2003 and 2004 had been, quotes, an anomaly because of the Iraq War. In fact, the strength of world opposition to America's clearly well-intentioned constructive destruction of Iraq is a classic case of the exception really busting its nuts to prove the rule. History is, of course, littered with similar anomalies, John. The survey at least proved that the world has got over its temporary little glitch in its perception of Germany, dating back to the, quote, peculiar set of circumstances in the 1930s and 40s. And British officials have argued that the fact that so many countries aggressively turfed us out was caused by a mutant strain of friendliness brought on by excessive gratitude for having the untidy extremities of their culture and population lopped off and neatened out, and their more exciting wildlife transformed into home furnishings for safekeeping. We live in a world of anomalies, John.
The world is starting to view the US more positively. What isn't currently clear is whether this is a genuine upturn or if this is just what happens when you hit rock bottom. The Titanic must have slightly bounced when it hit the seabed. Even Pol Pot's popularity must have gotten to the point where it couldn't get any lower. The average percentage of people saying that the US has a positive influence on the world has risen from a shocking 31% to a massive 35%. I don't think I've ever been that popular, Andy. That's like having 10 people in a room with you and knowing that only 6 of them hate you. And one of them is feeling 50-50 on it.
That sounds like my average gig. Mr. Volker tearfully admitted, everybody wants to be loved, he said, but then pulled himself together and added, but we're a superpower. We have large diplomatic reach and military reach, so naturally the world looks at the US with much greater attention than any other country in the world, and then stormed off to mop his mascara off his face. And this is true to an extent, John, although I would argue that if this large diplomatic and military reach was not utilised quite so often for the purposes of reaching for stuff, then America might get away with it a bit more.
Perceptions of the US worsened over the last 12 months in only 3 countries on Earth: Canada, Lebanon and Egypt. Now, Lebanon and Egypt, I can understand, Andy, that has a political rationale over the things that the US has done to them recently. But Canada... Grow up, moose faces! A recent poll by the New York Times and CBS discovered that 81% of Americans believe that the country is going in the wrong direction. And, of course, initially that seems like a lot of people, until it hits you that means 19% of people think that this is exactly what America should be doing at the moment. What does this administration have to do to worry them? Kill the firstborn? What's it going to take to shake that confidence?
Thanks for listening. Come see Alice Fraser and many other star buglers at the Edinburgh Fringe, including 2 live gargle shows. Tickets on sale now at thebuglepodcast.com and the Edinburgh Fringe's website.
when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.